from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
Oh, snap. No, they didn't. A boneless rib sandwich.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, hope you're having a great day. Let's get you caught up on what's happening around the NFL, including with our Falcons. We are, by the way, hi, Carl Dukes, Mike Bell. We are Dukes and Bell. This is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, everybody keeps saying, Dukes and Bell, what's going on with the signings or potential signings for the Falcons? Nothing.
There is no news, and that's not good news for some folks. I'd love to see us still go make a swing for one of these guys that are disgruntled in New England and New York and get some edge rush in here immediately. But right now the story is Justin Simmons, the former Bronco Pro Bowler, was in town, met with the Falcons, and he still hasn't signed with anybody just yet. And no news if he's going to sign here. He's a safety that would fit. Jesse Bates roaming, and he's kind of the deep safety. It seems like a good plan, right?
It does. And again, just because things don't happen quickly doesn't mean that they're not going to happen. But I understand the angst because, again, a guy that's already visited maybe a team or two in here to visit with us, you think, hey, fill void, get it done. But nothing has happened. So we'll wait to see. We're going to be back at practice tomorrow, by the way. Hooters Mall of Georgia will be up there doing the show on Wednesday and Thursday. So, Mike, maybe before, you know, we get to Thursday, something has transpired. But, again, all these veterans we're talking about, the guys that have played in the league and understand it, pro bowlers, they're not looking to go through a full camp anyway, Mike. So this is, we'll see how it shakes out, whether he signs here or not. But it does make total sense for us to do something like this.
Right. Now, again, guys, with the Ravens, I don't think we touched on this yesterday. A lot of guys, pretty funny. We saw some dudes on the text like, oh, man. No, you're not going to see Bijan Robinson in a preseason game. There's no point. And, guys, just take it from Uncle Carl and Uncle Mike. He looks great.
He does.
He looks midseason form. Uncle Chris, you want to get on this too? So I don't sound like we're just biased. Doesn't Bijan look like he's midseason form? He looks great, doesn't he?
He looks phenomenal.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris. He's making the cuts. He's in the end zone. If it's red zone drills, he's making it happen. So I know that we didn't get to see and nobody got to see that Dolphins practice. And apparently Bijan was doing that same stuff down there.
And it's and we're going to see plenty of it. Trust us. Come week one and beyond. The crazy thing is, around the league, there's a bunch of stories. One has to do with the quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, Mike. He's got to have surgery. Meniscus. They don't know if it's a full tear or whatever, so they got to get in there and figure it out. And that means they don't know the timetable for him to return. The crazy thing is, again, McCarthy looked good in that last preseason game. Maybe he was on his way to potentially starting sooner than what we think.
Yeah, because if you're a Vikings fan right now, I said this to Carl. I mean, look, at least with Penix, we got double insurance, and that's what we did. We got, Kirk Cousins here and all that. But still, you're telling me it's like, Wait, who? Sam Darnold? No, I mean, especially in that neck of the woods, if you're in Big Ten country, you got to see J.J. McCarthy win a natty with Michigan. And again, you and I, I'm not really sold on him or Drake May. Drake May can't even like impress anyone, but he did look good. I don't know what the level of competition was. Doesn't matter. He's hitting guys in stride, on schedule, dropped some dimes on those two touchdown passes. And now with the torn meniscus, according to the ortho website we just looked at, it's 4 to 6 weeks on the good side and maybe longer if it's bad.
So first month of the season, potentially.
At least.
Right. Four weeks. We will see. Hey, in other news, we talked about Hassan Reddick and talking about adding pass rush potentially, and are you willing to trade for a guy like this? Believe it or not, Aaron Rodgers has come out and said, no. I want him here. Aaron Rodgers, Mike says, there's always new things in the league. I've been around 20 years. I've seen a lot of stuff. I think as players, we always first try to side with the player because we know what it's like to be a player. He says, I don't know him well. Talking about Hassan Reddick, he says, I had a couple of messages with him. But I believe when he got traded, obviously, we'd love to have him here. Aaron Rodgers knows this. They got a really good defense. You add Hassan Reddick, again, it helps the Jets and it helps Aaron Rodgers. Of course, he would want him to stay there. But as Aaron said, Mike, this comes back down to, okay, did they tell him we were going to get a deal done? Didn't do a deal. And now he's in his feels and he's like, I'm not coming regardless of what you guys do. I want out of here.
Because, again, in the case of, who is it up in, who's it in his disgruntled in New England? I just mentioned his name.
Judon.
Matthew Judon said, look, you know, he's been promised things before. He's been franchise tagged. That's why he was so, losing his mind, screaming with his coach and arguing and going on social media saying, hey, use some cap space. Different situation for him. You could argue, Reddick's just 2 years younger, but, he's putting results up. This guy has put results up, but he's coming off an injury and he's getting older. But in the case of Reddick, you're right. Was there a phone call like Jets GM the day the trade goes down? He goes, hey, man, really excited to have you. We're going to get this deal in place and talk to the agent. And there's something, in principle, and they never do it.
Never do it.
Because it makes no sense. You're getting this guy in. You're getting one of the premier edge rushers. You're going all in to win a Super Bowl, getting Aaron Rodgers back, and then now you're dealing with this soap opera. Stupid.
Rodgers was asked if he would speak with Reddick, like he's going to convince him. He said, yeah, it's possible. Anything's possible. But he also said, I think what's best for him is to be a Jet because it's going to be a fun ride. Now, that's Aaron, just being egotypical, egomaniac. But he says, but he's got to make the best decision for him and his family. And ultimately, that's what's going to happen. 21st day of his contract holdout, by the way, for Reddick.
And the money doesn't come back. This is, they're not going to pay you a raise. And then, oh, by the way, we're going to dump the extra $2 million you lost by not being in camp on top of it. Doesn't work that way anymore with the new CBA. So he's out of pocket.
50 a day. Training camp bill right now is $1.1 million.
Add it up. the last guy to do this and not get hit in the shorts on it was Aaron Donald before the new CBA kicked in.
Correct, yeah.
Where he held out and just like, okay, get some days off and I'm ready to roll. Week one, I'm carved out of wood. I'm Aaron Donald. Let's go to work, right?
Yeah, he was ready to go. So plenty more fines potentially coming for Reddick.
And speaking of holdouts, this is just dropped. This is from Pro Football Talk. Micah Parsons was asked about CeeDee Lamb. Guys don't like to answer questions about other guys' money, but he did say he thinks he'll have a new deal before the season opener. So he thinks CeeDee, he checked in on me, Parsons said. Patrick Walker of the team website, he's been watching the practice film and telling me, you're going crazy. We have our talks, but at the end of the day, he knows what it is. Now, Jerry Jones, of course, has been talking in circles like he does about everything else in Dak Prescott. But at least for what it's worth, Micah Parsons thinks that CeeDee Lamb's going to be in camp soon.
All right. Well, what's that mean for Ja'Marr Chase? Because he's not at practice, and he's looking for a new contract. And, this adds another twist to the whole Ja'Marr Chase and Bengals situation. So for the first time in training camp, Chase was not present when the team was practicing.
T. Higgins is upset as well.
So, again. And then Taylor was asked, their head coach, Zach Taylor, Jamar's listed as day-to-day. No, he's not. He wants a new deal.
No, day-to-day is in pay.
Exactly. So, since starting training camp, he's maintained that Chase's participation has gone according to plan. I don't believe that, Mike. I think they understand what's going on, and Brown has made it clear. The owner, Mike, not interested in handing out some new deals here. So somebody's going to be mad when the season starts.
And then there's the 49ers soap opera talking about Brandon Ayuk. And again, initially it was he was not going to get paid. And then their story was the Steelers were hot and heavy. Patriots were in. Patriots dropped out. Browns apparently. You don't hear him linked to the Browns now. So that sounds like it's cooled off.
It does.
Now the latest reports, 49ers Steelers have a deal in place for Brandon Ayuk. After Shanahan had to answer questions about him being ready and assuming he'll be in game shape to go do his thing. According to Ian Rappaport from NFL Network, 49ers and Steelers have a deal in place. Steelers are, quote, in a good place with Ayuk on a new contract. So if the 49ers do the sign-off, this is about 3 hours ago the story dropped from Ian Rappaport, then we'll see some really athletic wide receivers coming at the Falcons in week one at Mercedes-Benz.
Well, and this is the thing, gets back to the start of this conversation. It's going to test our secondary, right? And you can say, well, I don't know if Justin Fields is going to be able to do that. I don't know about Russell Wilson. I don't know who it's going to be. But regardless, these guys stress defenses, right? And Mike, I think, you know, again, are you telling me, are they better with or without Ayuk? They're better.
Yeah.
It, just the thought of, again, the potential. He may not even know. By that time, Mike, you know, he's going to have a few weeks to get right to the offense down. But it doesn't matter. You put in a few plays for him, he'll be fine.
Look, as much as we maligned Arthur Smith for the complicated, seemingly nature of the Falcons playbook, I think.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
You know, you give him Ayuk, he'll figure it out. And the other thing, you know, we're talking about the Steelers. I saw it on Get Up this morning, and it was Bart Scott was talking about, they asked him about the Steelers, and he said, like, I'm the biggest supporter of Justin Fields. But he goes, you know, when your reputation is a problem with fumbles, and you have problems with ball security in your preseason, he goes, that's the one thing that's going to keep you off the field with Mike Tomlin and the Steelers.
He's right. No, listen, it can't be tolerated. Like, you can be the most talented guy on the planet, but ultimately, if you're not protecting the football, it doesn't matter, which is why Tomlin said it negated all the positivity that he had. He had a really good preseason game. The two botched fumbles, which they ultimately recovered, it wasn't turnovers, but those are things that hurt you in real games. You do that against us, Mike, we're turning that around, we're getting a field goal, we're getting a touchdown out of it, all of a sudden, that's a 10, 15, 20-point turnaround, whatever you want to say, depending on how the game goes. Those are the things that kill you. And you could have a great game. He could throw for 275 yards and 2 touchdowns. And those fumbles come back to be the reason why you lost.
The last year, you know, again, if things go right and our defense doesn't screw up and we actually get some guys on the ground, we probably win three more games. We go to the playoffs and Arthur Smith is still here. So it's the great woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Yeah.
But we had a problem getting the quarterback on the ground. Do we have the athletes to get a guy, especially if it is going to be Fields, if, you know, we do see Patrick Mahomes, we see Jalen Hurts. I mean, that's a pretty hell of a, you know, 1-2-3. It's the Eagles, then the Chiefs. You got guys that can move around by time in the pocket, which, let's be honest, Carl, no matter who the defensive coordinator's been the last 6 years, that's our kryptonite.
It is our kryptonite. 404-726-0929, 6 o'clock hour, brought to you by our friends at Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Brian McCall hit me up, and he says, Dukes, I just finished the entire podcast. Trae Young went on Paul Pierce's Paul George's podcast. And there was a soundbite I put out there last night where he's talking about his relationship with DeJounte Murray. This is the honest he's been about the whole situation, okay? We're going to play it for you when we come back. But Brian says, I just listened to the whole thing. Trae was very candid. Actually, it was a great listen, and I'm surprised at how candid he was. Listen, I think we're at a point now with Trae Young. It's either going to happen here, Mike, or it's not.
But there's a guy out there, and we talked about it. You and I were talking about it off the air. A piece that maybe could upgrade this offense. Of course, you got to spend some money.
It's next.
The most important story of the day. Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
Look, with the Olympics fresh on our minds and the Falcons not practicing today, they're back at it tomorrow. We're back at Hooters Mall of Georgia tomorrow and Thursday. And the Braves playing late on the West Coast, Mike. We got into a conversation talking about our Hawks and simply about Trae Young being one of the guys that should be looked at for 2028. Not on a lot of lists, okay?
Well, not on any of the lists in the articles you and I were reading.
I think this is, again, a long way from now. 4 years, a lot of things can happen. Guys were talking about some things will play out and maybe they'll be, you know, available. Maybe they won't. But Trae Young did go on Paul George's podcast. It's called Podcast P with Paul George. And everybody, and Mike and I included, okay, we've been saying this. Just tell us what's going on. Just tell us what the deal is. And this is the first time that Trae has really, I think, owned what most of us knew and said it out loud. Because the entire time that DeJounte Murray was here, he was playing the game of, hey, you know, we're trying to do the best we can, blah, blah, blah. This is what he told Paul George. Listen.
It was good and bad. Only bad part is we didn't get to win as much as we wanted to be honest with you. Like, the good part is we have a lifelong relationship. Like, our relationship goes outside of basketball. We're both family men. We're both, our morals are very much similar as far as who we have around us, what we try to do with our everyday lifestyle, everything. We just try to do everything for others and things like that. The way we get along off the court is forever. That's why our relationship is forever. But on the court, it's just tough because it's just, we wanted to win, but it's just sometimes we're not the first duo that right. couldn't work, and we're not going to be the last. So right. obviously when the time happened, I was overly excited. Like, I was the first person that called, I think before the news even broke, but I knew it was final, and I was super excited because I knew I had somebody that could come in and help me, or I knew a really good player. Just didn't work out on the court, and that just, it sucks. We both admit it sucks, and that's just part of the game. If it doesn't work, teams have to figure out what to do next and make moves.
Thank you. I mean, and that's great, Trae. Why didn't it work? We were told that Nate flew to Oklahoma City in the offseason and said, here's how it's going to work. The idea is you get double teamed in Miami. They took you out of the game. We're going to bring in a guy that can handle the rock. You move without the ball, you'll get open looks. You'll be the three-point shooter. You might be the scoring leader in the league. Never happened. Because two guys, I can't speak for DeJounte. He seems like a stand-up guy. Trey's got to do his part in that equation, Carl. I'm sorry to get a little crazy, but we've been hearing this story, different versions of it for you. Yeah, Trae, you know, it didn't work out. Why? Because you wouldn't commit to it. Because two, and you said this when the trade went down, hard to see two ball-dominant guards coexisting unless one is going to be subservient, and Trae would never do that.
When you make these deals, guys have to check their egos at the door. Chris Paul played with Harden, Mike, in Houston. Okay, Chris Paul is considered to be one of, if not the best point guard of his generation. Now, I'm not talking about shooting. I'm just talking about leadership and handling a team. And they almost got to an NBA Finals. But guess what? Didn't work because somebody didn't want to check their ego. And guess what happened? Paul got traded again. And Harden became the what? Ball-dominant guy on the Houston Rockets, which ultimately didn't work either. But he wasn't willing to give in. This is what we talked about with Durant and Harden and Westbrook when they were at their peak and everybody wanted the Rock. You have to be able to check your ego. And if you can't do that, Mike, it's not going to work. So he's right. It didn't work. But I appreciate his honesty because this is kind of what we've all been talking about. Now, Big O just said something else. And by the way, I've not listened to the entire podcast. I put this out there last night on social media. I put him up, see Dukes. And I said, finally, the truth coming from Trey, because this is all we wanted. Even if some of us knew what the deal was.
Right.
Still want to hear from him. Big O said, also in this podcast, he's asked about Rashad Shea, and he's like, yeah, you know, a lot of these guys are probably coming in, the guys that were drafted, and going to be role players. And it's interesting, Mike, because we just took a dude number one overall. He's got to be more than a role player.
Hey, Trey, way to get that guy feeling like he belongs in the NBA.
He's got to be more than a role
that's
player.
Again, how to win people, how to win over friends and influence others. Yeah, man, it'd be role players. No, I mean, he's supposed to be, you know, again, within the 2 or 3 years, and your stewardship as a leader of the Hawks, maybe yes. This guy becomes one of the elites and validates the first pick. That'd be a role player. So, look, he can't help himself. That's his nature. It is what it is. Not the end of the world, but, you know, it's why some people maybe don't like him. It's why some people, I don't know, other coaches blackball him when it comes to the U.S. Olympic team.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. One other thing which I found really interesting in the podcast is Paul George says to him, he goes, what if you play with a guy like Nick Claxton? He's talking about the big man for the Nets. He says, you got a guy like Nick Claxton. He goes, dynamic roller, locks up, controls the paint. Great screen setter. And for you, I feel like that's all. Like, you can play shooters around you at that point. It's a great point. And I know you and I have argued about Okongwu. I don't feel there's anything more in Okongwu's game. I think you think there's no ceiling. You think we haven't hit the ceiling?
No.
But Claxton with Trey would be the better version of what John Collins was supposed to
okay.
be.
Okay.
Just on paper. I mean, but that's what Paul George was brought up. I thought Paul made a good point.
And if you're going to, again, these deals aren't all done, right? We don't know what the team's going
to
look like.
He's making about, his contract, by the way, Claxton averaged out to $24 million and change. It's 27 this next year. But that'll never happen, guys. That means Wrestler's got to spend. He's got to spend in one of those aprons of luxury tax.
He's definitely going to have to spend. You guys can let us know what you think. 404-726-0929. As we were talking about this earlier, and I just feel like, again, if we're ever going to get over the hump and get to where we need to be, there's got to be transparency. There's got to be honesty.
We didn't play defense.
That too. we got to be honest about these things. So I get it. Trey is not going to dog out DeJounte Murray. He said it. We're friends. This thing just didn't work.
Oh, they had the big okay, love. Great. Remember that big? They're their own little podcast. They're just how much they love each other.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, again, great. Let him bring the ball up. They can set some picks. You get open. You hit threes. You score 30 a night. Lead the scoring title. Go play in the NBA All-Star game and the Olympics. Not that complicated, Trey.
No, it's not. Find us, by the way, on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm going to put him up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow the radio station at 929, the game. Again, Olympics fresh on our minds. He does this podcast, talks about things that are relevant. And by the way, he was asked about the Olympic team too. So, you know, if you want to go check it out. But I just wanted you guys to hear what he had to say about this situation. Because if we don't do anything moving forward, Mike, this is the deal that we're all going to talk about. We cannot look back and not regret the fact that we gave up three first-round draft picks for this deal that didn't work 2 years in.
Right. Look, Travis Schlenk said this is stupid. It's too much. And then, as we said, I mean, we can talk about this at the end. I mean, the end of the guys, and I know there's like, I get it. He's a big superstar in this town. And every time I say anything about Trey, guys go bananas. What part do I have wrong about this? Where's the lie? Where's the hate? Where's the hyperbole?
Mm.
Two point guards. Nate was, we interviewed Nate. He went to Oklahoma. He talked to Trey. Trey signed off on it. But then he never signed off on the concept. And that's why
he won't give up the ball.
And that's it. Now, we can debate about the team makes dumb trades and the team has never supported Trey by getting another star in. But one thing that clearly falls at the feet of Trey Young is here's the concept. You got to buy into it.
Yeah.
Never did.
Yeah. He won't give up the ball.
404-726-0929. All right. And by the way, I don't know if that makes you feel better or worse. Mm. We don't know what the team's going to look like, but it still starts and ends with Trey. Because guess what? He's the guy that's still here. He's the guy that, if for everything that we've talked about, is still the building block. He's the go guy. So whatever, for whatever it's worth, that's still got to work.
No, look, guys, and you know where I fall on this. If you're going to keep Trey, you got to get better athletes around him. They didn't.
Clint Capella has butterfingers.
Come on, Steve.
By the way, Steve's new dog, Teddy, is a rock star. No, man, but Steve's right. And, like, I mean, if you could package something, Capella should already not even be. Capella, there's no reason Capella's on this team right now. It's the last year of his contract. You're going to give him away for peanuts at the trade deadline in February?
Probably.
That's stupid.
What are you going to do about it? Yeah.
Exactly. Like, you got to, like, John Collins. I mean, you know, you get rid of Okongwu. I mean, keep Okongwu, get rid of Capella, make a trade for a guy, you know, again, like Claxton of his ilk, somebody who's athletic, and then all the things that Paul George says in the podcast. You bring in Reece Ache, he's not going to be a star overnight, but if he can do the things we saw him do, right? At times in the summer league. And the other thing is Dyson Daniels. Now, I don't know if being the best Paul player in Australia's Olympic effort makes you that great, but he was.
He looked good.
He was.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
No, he did.
No,
he
Steve,
did.
But he played, looked good. It wasn't just defense. He was actually scoring. He was averaging like 12 to 14.
Yeah.
So that's not bad, but you still need somebody around the paint who can put the ball, as Lon Kruger used to say, very important to put the ball in the basket. An important part of the process.
What a loser.
Come on, Steve.
We're talking about improving this team,
It's
Steve.
Ridiculous. All right, man. With that said, we got plenty of time to dive in all of this, but I thought that was important for you guys to hear.
Richie ATL, who hits us up on Twitter, he goes, guys, hard for someone to change who they are or to change their stripes. You've been bringing the ball up your whole life. You're ball dominant. You're not, again, don't make the trade. Mm. But if you do, you got to change your stripes. Because otherwise, I get it. First round playoff exit, play-in exit.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
You achieved nothing other than blowing out three first round picks.
Yeah. That's the hard part, man.
Right.
It really is. All right, guys. 404-726-0929. Turtle says we got some folks that want to talk to us about it, Mike.
Okay.
So we'll talk to them. We will talk to you guys.
I'll talk to you about it.
Okay. We'll come back. We'll grab more of your phone calls. You guys can certainly dive into this conversation. It's just interesting. We're back at Falcons tomorrow. We'll dive back into how they get ready for the Ravens and what's going on. But, yeah, man, I'm looking at this Olympic team. I'm going, our guy's going to be there in 4 years, right?
Right. Well, I mean, based on the defensive posture, I can understand Halliburton. I mean, like, the Pacers are just a slightly better version of us. They just play 2% more defense than we do.
We didn't play defense.
I mean, Trey could have sat on the bench for this team.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with that. All right, man, we're coming back. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, we're talking about Trey Young going on the podcast of Paul George, Podcast P with Paul George, where he answered the question about DeJounte Murray. I guess we got some guys fired up, man. We're just talking about the fact that, listen, we want the truth. And Trey said it didn't work. We're not going to be the first guys that don't work, but it didn't work. And we like each other and blah, blah, blah. So guys want to talk about it. 404-726-0929. Falcons back in action tomorrow, by the way, back at practice. We'll be there. We'll fill you in on everything that's going on as they prepare for the Ravens. We're at Hooters Wednesday, Thursday. If you want to come by, and as Mike said, our residency ends on Thursday, so if you didn't get a chance to come out there and see us, we'd love to get a chance to meet you guys. All right, let's talk to Gary in Stone Mountain. Gary, welcome in. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Yes, brother. How you doing today?
Good, man.
Listen, if you would give me just a few seconds to express myself without stopping me, then I'll stay on line till you recant it. You
all right, know so go. Do it.
I'm a super senior brother, and I've been on the Hawks since Lou Hudson days, if you know what I mean.
Yes, sir.
And sometimes I feel like the way y'all go and chat about these teams, and I'm talking about all of them, but I'm expressing the Hawks right now because I got irritated with you guys. You guys act like y'all only been here 3 weeks. It's the fact that this Trey Young is the leader of this team. He's the best point guard since that old boy out of New Orleans. He stayed here for a cup of coffee and a donut that we've ever had.
Pete Maravich.
You come on the team, you got to play with him. Mm-hmm. He's the only one being here as long as he's been. Everybody has been playing with him. They gone.
Why is
like
that?
Murray is gone. So, he should have been gone. He had a chance to really put 20, 25 points a game up for us. and do some other special thing. He wanted to be the point guard. He's the shooting guard.
So what's your point? Is it going to work or not? What are we getting to, Gary?
Yeah,
everything that you're saying, I hear you, and I understand where you're at. The point is this going to work? Thank you, Mike. The point is this going to work or not? What is your point? You said we're going to give you a few minutes. I gave you a few minutes. You just talked in circles about Pete Maravich and a guy that's not saying it. I don't know where you're going with that. Let me talk to Kirk here. Kirk, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You have a thought about Trae Young, DeJounte Murray, and his comments. Go ahead.
Yeah, Trae Young, it's just not going to work. You know, Mike, you asked him at the beginning of last season. You straight up asked him, what have you been working on in the offseason? And he told you, what did he tell you, Mike?
What?
He said, really.
That was DeAndre Hunter, but I got you. I got you. That was DeAndre Hunter.
No, it was Trae Young. And you said, what have you been working on? And he said, nothing really, because I'm one of the greatest shooters in the world right now. And to me, that says it all. He's not a leader. Nobody wants to play with him. And, you know, go out in the backyard and shoot all you want. But on the NBA floor, you got to have five guys pulling together, and you need your main guy to be the leader. And Trae Young is not the leader. So all of us Hawks fans know what we're getting into for the next two or three years. It's trying to get into the playoffs and a mid-level draft pick like we've had forever.
Let's hope not, Kirk. You say he's not a leader. That I can accept your opinion on. The part that you're talking about, Mike, is right, because we play sound bites on this show, and sometimes those get mixed up with who actually said what. It was about me ranting on D. Hunter,
right.
Okay, who was asked, coming out of training camp, what he had worked on in the offseason, and the response was really nothing.
I didn't work on anything.
That is Hunter.
That's DeAndre Hunter.
Okay, that is not Trey. So I went off and said, you got to be kidding me, because I need this guy to be great, and I need him to be that third guy on this team, blah, blah, blah. But I hear you. So you feel like he's not a leader, and that's why it's not going to work. Hope, save us here, Hope.
Please.
You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I don't think you guys are going to like what I have to say either.
Give it to me.
Because I know how much y'all love ragging on the best talent we've had in basketball in 20 years in the city, which is fine. But I think we also have to remember the other half of why DeJounte and Trae didn't work is because DeJounte was supposed to bring things to the team defensively that we know Trae can't do, but DeJounte didn't live up to that. He wasn't good for us defensively. So that's also part of why it didn't work. It wasn't just Trae.
No, Hope, I you're right. Listen, I think both guys, is it fair, Mike, to say they failed each other in different ways?
Hope, all we're saying is the whole concept didn't work. I mean, because Trae supposedly, Nate came on our show and said, Trey's going to move without the ball. And they'll both do it at different times, but there'll be a chance for Trae to get better shots, better looks, can avoid the double teams that knocked us out of the playoffs against Miami. That's what got DeJounte here. And no, DeJounte, I mean, he's slightly better than Trae defense, but he was never as good as the organization sold us on his defense when they gave up three number one picks. I agree with that.
Yeah, and Hope, let me say this, just on a personal level, okay? They both want to win. They both cared. But to your point, how you mix and intermesh guys and things of that nature, this is why it's hard, man. You build these championship teams, everybody thinks it's easy. It's hard. It's hard to put these pieces together, and then if they do work. You know, the Golden State Warriors got lucky. They drafted Draymond. They drafted Curry. They drafted all of their guys, and then those supplemental pieces came apart,
right.
came to them as they were making their championship runs. A lot of teams don't have that opportunity, so you're making moves like this to bring in guys. I'm just telling you about we're not bad-mouthing Trae. We want Trae to be successful, but there's also a truth in this where you say, hey, why is it not working? What is going on? And somebody has to take the blame, Mike.
Right. And look, guys, I get it. You know, yes, Trae is the best player we've had here since Dominique and Maravich and all that.
Hands down.
But you got to – the concept itself has got to function in the half court. Otherwise, nothing is going to change, and he controls that.
He won't give up the ball.
Come on, Steve.
I mean, so look, I get it. I'm sorry if this upsets you. Nobody's happy. Trae's not happy with where he's at. Trae says, I want to be on a winner. And I respect him for that. There's nothing wrong with Trae. The hell, yeah, I say that. Want to be here, want to win.
Mm.
This organization doesn't know how to win. I'll give you that one all day long. They don't know how to win. They're run by an owner who won't spend the money. They've got a general manager who's a neophyte.
You don't want to ever get caught up into this term, which is called resulting.
That's not Trae's fault. But when you're on the floor and you're bringing another guy, you got to make that work, and it never did.
All right, one more. Obviously, we should have talked about this earlier. Ken, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What's going on, Ken?
Hey, thanks, fellas. I'm gonna try to hit this as best I can. I told the reception or whatever the guy is, I'm Ken from PDS. PDS is a basketball league that I run here. So I'm speaking from a term of basketball in general. When you say it didn't work because Trey wouldn't do certain things off the ball and that's not Trey's fault necessarily. That's why Quinn Snyder, the great brain that we were supposed to bring in,
right,
was supposed to do. And I'm not going to dump on Quinn necessarily. I'm giving him time. This is the year he got pieces that he want this year, a new first-round pick, and we're changing over the team a little bit. But it was on Quinn to make that work, and this organization is the other part of what I wanted to say.
Nate had first crack at it and didn't work with Nate either.
He did. But with Quinn and Trey, I mean, with DeJounte and Trey, you got to look at the rest of the roster, and that is on the management and the incompetence of bringing in real players that can make an impact. We can't put Trey and DeJounte versus these stacked championship-ready teams in the league and expect them to make a change. They have to build this roster up.
Yeah, Ken, you're right. This gets back to the general manager, which Mike has talked about, right? Landry Fields has to go out and build a championship caliber roster. But to your point, I'm going to say this too. All right, Quinn came in here. He was here for 20 games just to get a feel. Now he's had a full season under his belt. Now it's time. There's no more clowning around. We need to see what you are trying to attempt to do and the results. You get the benefit of the doubt, Mike, coming in here with 20 games to play. You get the benefit of the doubt. All right, you get one full, you know, training camp under your belt, and you run through a season where you had multiple injuries. I'm all for that. Cool. Coming into this season, we got to see some of this juice that apparently that right. Ken's talking about, where, hey, strategy matters, scheme matters. How are you using guys?
Now, again, I don't know, because of the crossover, the new coaches coming in, they needed to move John Collins. There's a lot of moving parts. John Collins needed to move 2 years ago. And maybe you rolled up, maybe DeAndre Ayton would have worked, maybe it wouldn't. But do something. You know, get the big man in here. We talked about it earlier with Nick Claxton. That's the kind of guy. That'd be great. You know, that's what Paul George was talking about with Trey on the podcast. That requires spending into one level or another level of the luxury tax, which we're just not ready to do. So we're going to rely on Jalen Johnson to ball out.
Yep.
Rhys Oshay will be a role player.
No. Come on. It's first pick overall.
As he learns the NBA game. Dyson Daniels, if he builds off his run with Australia.
Can he shoot?
All right. So what does that equal?
Can he shoot?
He looked okay in the Olympics. But what does that equal? Does that equal a seventh seed? Is that 45 wins, 40 wins?
Well, I'll say this. If Big O's back, Dyson Daniels, a defensive player that we think he is, whether we think DeAndre Hunter is the player that we want him to be, he does play defense. Mike, you could be a better defensive team, and that could equate to more wins. You don't have to outscore everybody. Sometimes you got to get stops.
The ethos that we want to build.
You know what? Let's get out of here and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know what that tells me, Mike Bell? People care.
People are passionate.
The who and the ethos that we want to build.
I'm sure the NBA, you know, we all know this. The All-Star Game does great numbers in Atlanta. The playoffs do great. We got fans that are dying for good basketball. Trey is dying for good basketball.
He
just needs some better players and Trey to buy into whatever we're trying to do.
All right, man. You heard Clark Phillips on the show on the Steakhouse. You also heard The Morning Shift. Talk to Kyle Pitts. All those interviews online at Odyssey.com. Come see us, man.
Yeah.
You think we're good just over the radio? See us in person.
See the real deal.
Hooters Mall of Georgia tomorrow. Thursday. Hey, great job, man, as always. And executive producer is Turtle. All right, we got to get out of here. By the way, Freaky is on the way. He's got you at 7 o'clock, so stay right here. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, we did hear that Kirby over the weekend with those big money boosters in Athens, he was going bananas. And Randy Mack brought up a great point. Was he really going off, or is it just rich people that thought, oh, he was being angry? Guys like Armstead were sitting there, Carl. Wow, sounds like Kirby has worked himself into a lather. No, he's just trying to tell his guys, you got to fight through some hot weather, and you're not as good as you think you are if we're going to win a championship. Kirby's trying to set the tone, and I love it, because he's pushing all the right buttons to get the most from his guys right out of Saban's playbook.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, we're talking about the Hawks making deals. Listen, let's not have the Falcons not make deals that hold us back from being as good as we can. sometimes you just have to do what you have to do. This whole thing about trusting and believing is all great, but I always tell you guys, give me proven over unproven any day of the week. And there are guys that we're talking to and that are guys that are out there that are proven that could potentially help our team. Come on, Terry Fontenot. Stop clowning around. Mm. Hey, if you love the show.
You tell your friends.
If you don't.
You still have a Dennis Schroeder jersey with umlauts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.